keep saying that I said the gifts will cease at the second coming of Jesus. I've never said that in my life. Never. Now, I'm going to take up these gifts one by one and show, Pat, that they're still here. I don't have time to go over everything he said, but it's just been a bunch of rambling as far as I can tell. He ain't proved one verse that says these gifts are done away with. But I will read him this in Revelation chapter 22 and verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. Was that prophecy done away with, Pat? I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, and he's done it all night. And every time he adds something, he has to take away something. Or every time he takes away something, he has to add something. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. In this book, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, he's taking it away when he says the gifts are done away with. God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. It's a dangerous thing to mess with the Word of God, friends. Psalm chapter 30. Our correction, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And we know what's going to happen to the liar. All liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. I'm going to take these gifts one by one and show you that they're still here. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Now I want to tell you this to start with. I'm not debating that those gifts are in the church of Christ. I've never said this over there, but they are in God's church. For to one is given by the word of wisdom, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, is wisdom done away? Was it a gift? It's the gifts he's debating on, or supposedly debating on, in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Is that word of wisdom done away with? He says it is. He says it every time he's gotten up here tonight that the gifts have ceased. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Pat says there's no use. It's done away with. We'll just all grow up in ignorance. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. To all men, you notice, not just to the apostles. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. That's the reason they believe these gifts are done away with. They don't ask in faith. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. What is the word? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Is that word of wisdom done away with? Was Jesus Christ the Word? He was also the wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus is the word of wisdom, Pat. Is He done away with? I know it hurts. He is the word of wisdom. The book says He is. St. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Is that word of wisdom done away with? If it is, you do away with Jesus. Because Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. It's the Word. And they talk about the gifts. You can't receive anything from God unless it is a gift. John 3:27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing, absolutely nothing, except it be given him from heaven. Everything you get from God is a gift. Even Jesus was a gift. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Is that word of wisdom done away with? If it is, you've done away with Jesus. And my opponent has done that all night. So the word of wisdom, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you do away with the word of wisdom, you do away with Christ. Then if you do that, then you're in this condition. 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom. The thing He says is done away with, the word of wisdom. God made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You've done away with all of them when you do away with the word of wisdom. So there's no hope for any of us tonight. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. Now we'll take up the word of knowledge briefly. 2 Peter 1:5-9, besides this, giving all diligence, add to you faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. How could you add to knowledge if it wasn't here? Then here's Pat, but he that lacketh these things is blind. He says they're done away with. He's blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he is purged from his old sins. Jeremiah 3:15, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. If knowledge is done away with, we don't need pastors. Because they were to feed the people with knowledge and understanding. Is that word of knowledge done away with? Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. So if you do away with knowledge, then the church doesn't receive feeding anymore. 1 Corinthians 8:1, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies. If we get the knowledge that comes from God, we get charity, don't we? If we have the knowledge of God, we have to have charity. And if we have charity with it, charity never faileth. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of knowledge. So if we get knowledge with charity, it cannot fail. Luke 11:52, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Here's Pat. He says knowledge is done away with, the gift of knowledge. You've taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not into yourselves. You entered not in yourselves, and them that are entering you have hindered. You take away the key, you take away the word of knowledge. That's what he's trying to do. That's the Church of Christ's doctrine. They do these things to try to keep you from getting what God's got for you. And there's a woe pronounced on a man that does that. Woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering ye hindered. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge. How could you do that? If the word of knowledge is ceased, how can you grow in grace and in the knowledge? of our Lord Jesus Christ. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Try to get through this fast. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing. So we'll take up the gift of faith. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered for the saints, to the saints. If faith is done away with, why contend for it? He said to another, the gifts of healing. First, he said to another, faith. It's a gift. Ephesians 4, 3 and 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you're called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. All you Church of Christ preachers, our members that are here tonight, you know this man preaches that. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now he's trying to do away with the gift of faith. He does that when he says the gifts are done away with. Well, if he does it away with the gift of faith, what's he done? Ephesians chapter 2 and 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. If you do away with faith, you've done away with all chances of being saved. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How? Because it was the gift of faith. There's many things on these, but I'm going to try to get to each one of them. Come to the gift of healing. Is any sick among you? Let him pray. He tells you there ain't no use in it. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That wasn't just for the apostles. That was for us as well. God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, and governments. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So we're trying to get through all of these tonight, these gifts. Now we come down to prophecy. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. Well, we can show that God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles. There's a lot I could say on these things, but I'm trying to get to each gift before my time runs out. 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, to another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy. Has prophecy ceased? The gift of prophecy, Revelation 1 and 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Has it ceased? And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Is that prophecy going to cease? 2 Peter 1 and 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, having to a light in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Is that prophecy going to cease? Romans 12 and 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. If you get prophecy with charity, it can't fail. And he read it, where they be prophecies, they shall cease. But this shows you this prophecy don't cease. This is a book of prophecy. So if it ceases, you just do away with all of it. Now tongues. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Let me finish up here with prophecy first. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. That's prophecy without charity. If you prophesy according to the proportion of faith, it cannot fail because charity never faileth. So that's prophecy in brief, and there's a lot more. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 10, to another, the working of miracles, we get down to another, discerning of spirits. Here's the discerning of spirits, Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. First Corinthians 14 and 39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Pat said there's done away, and Paul told you, forbid not to speak with tongues. Tongues and the interpretation, if he forbids to speak in tongues, he's not following Paul. And Paul told us to forbid not to speak in tongues, didn't he? All right. 1 Corinthians 14 and 1. After Paul said, now by the faith, hope, and charity in 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, he says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Why desire them if there none exist? But rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. I would that ye all spake with tongues. This is Paul. Verse 5, but rather that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be but two, or at the most but three, and that by course, and let one interpret. So why did he line out for these things to do with tongues, if they're not for us today? 1 Corinthians 14, 39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. Colossians 3, 14, above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. That is the perfectness. Put on charity. Let all your things be done with charity. If you do that, charity never faileth, but where they be prophecies, it's prophecies without charity, because I showed you where prophecy was here to stay. It's a book of prophecy. We have a more sure word of prophecy. It wouldn't be sure if it ever passed away. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. If the good gifts are done away with, why desire them? James 1, 17, every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I read Revelations 22, 18 and 19, 1 Corinthians 12 and 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So each one of these gifts, I've went over the most of them that I can think of, and they're all in the church today, and they're here to stay. I'll read 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 2. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now, I want to show you this before I sit down. Prophesying is not preaching. There's no way you can prophesy preaching. You can preach prophecy, but you can't prophesy preaching. Yeah, and Jude, he said the seventh from Adam prophesied of thee, saying. Jude was the preacher. I'll just read this for you so you can get it. How much time we got, Brother Harrell? 30 seconds. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. But you can preach prophecy. You can't prophesy preaching. There's a difference in prophesying and preaching. Enoch was the prophet Jude was the preacher in that verse. Maybe I got time to get this. He quoted it a while ago, but maybe I can. Let the prophets, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. That other was the preacher. Time. God bless you. I appreciate you coming.